Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I'd like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. Made it through everything. Got the Chinook and melted the snow earlier.
Now trying to get the 20-foot puddle off the top of my pool tarp.
Okay, very good. And we have in the studio with us, as always, Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo. Mike, how are you?
I'm great. It's busy. It's got busy back out there again. Last week we were talking about how the snow slowed it down for just a few days, but man, as soon as that snow started melting, it started cranking again.
Yeah, it seriously has been. In fact, on the pick three, we've got three new pick threes coming up later in the segment. So a lot of new inventory coming on, some great, great houses. So we're very excited about that. Before we jump into our main topic, we never want to miss our celebrity real estate news story. So I thought in honor of the Super Bowl coming up, we would talk about a supersized NFL home on the market. So even as the headline reads, even football immortals experience the normal ebb and flow of the human condition of real estate. And life changes. So that brings us to, we've got former football great Joe Montana. What he did is he had put his 500-acre wine country estate home on the market, originally listed in January of 2010, priced at $49
million. Wow.
Now, at the time, I love what his agent says, at the time, we had no comparables to price the property. And we've talked about that on the show before. What do you do when you get that property in the middle of nowhere that's unique and not like anything else, and what a challenge that can kind of present? Well, they seem to have the same challenges, just with maybe bigger numbers in different markets. But there was a Sonoma property very similar that closed late last year, and it closed for around $30 million. So they've done a $14 million price drop. Getting serious now, and have dropped the price to $35 million. The pictures of this place, though, are unbelievable. Part of that process, considering some of you might have seen in the news last week that the youngest child, Nick, who was a redshirt at UW, so kind of hits close to home, and they announced that he was going to be transferring to a junior college in Texas. Their other son plays in Missoula for the Grizzlies. So they're splitting time between Montana, now Texas. And so just trying to figure out where this estate comes into play. Sounds like they're not there very much. Life changes. Empty nesters. Mm-hmm. That's a big nest to be empty. So looking at selling that place. So now if you do want a place similar in the Tri-Cities, I could probably find you a home for sale, former NFL player, for maybe 1/40th of the cost of Montana. So we could make that happen here in the Tri-Cities for you. If that is an option, let me know, and I'd love to get you in there. So back to our local market, what we need to know about right now. One of the things we're going through right now is a lot of people finishing up new construction homes, looking at purchasing in the springtime. And so kind of went over, wanted to bring into play kind of the 8 steps that you really need to do to kind of get your finances in order so that it's going to make the financing a lot easier when we get you to Mike. And so what do you need to do to kind of be ready there? We're kind of big fans on the show and have modeled this a serious program that gives a lot of these good tips and advice from Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, Total Money Makeover. That system is very similar to these 8 steps, and so we've kind of gone over, tweaked it a little bit, and developed 8 steps. Number one, that really is important, especially when you're looking at buying a house, is developing a family budget. You know, it just can't be said enough, what you, instead of budgeting what you'd like to spend Use your receipts and create a budget for what you actually spent over the last 6 months. And a lot of people, it's kind of like when people have dieted before, they say for the first week, make a food log and write down everything you eat, because sometimes you are shocked when, you know, when that large blizzard actually has 1,200 calories and your daily allowance is 1,500. So anyway, that's one step. And I know Mike has a lot of experience with this also.
Yeah, I was just going to add in there that if people have online banking, a lot of times you can look up your expenses, you know, even if you don't keep all of your receipts, you can go through your logs and then break it into categories there, because they do a good job of, you know, saying what category, if you want to lump it into categories, that kind of thing. And, you know, I know my bank does that, so you know, hopefully
online bill pay. If you use online bill pay, it breaks down all your monthly expenses.
That's exactly right. So a lot of times those transactions are already entered and they're in there. It's just a matter of a few clicks away from seeing exactly what you have going on and then deciding then what you can do. Number two that we have here is reduce your debt. I actually saw a study that over the course of last year, for the first time in many years, Americans are actually doing a better job of this. Part of that's probably the economic crisis and what's gone on is people have become more aware of this. So the actual amount of consumer debt the consumers are carrying has actually decreased over the last year. So that step in the right direction, definitely. But generally speaking, lenders look at your total debt load and really don't like to see that be more than 36% of income. I mean, that figure can change a little bit. That's just kind of an average there. And that includes your mortgage, which a lot of times your mortgage can typically range 25 to 28% of your income. But you need to get the rest of your installment debt, car loans, student loans, revolving balances on credit cards, down to between 8% to 10% of your total income. And ideally, get that down to zero, especially if you're following like a Ramsey-type program. That way, you don't have those debts messing up your ratios when you go to qualify for a mortgage. So that's a huge thing, and the better positioned you are before you go in to see Mike, the better that's going to be. Number three, we have just getting a handle on expenses. A lot of times people know what their rents are, their utilities are, but it's the little expenses that add up. Is $4 a day at Starbucks as you go through the drive-thru? You know, 4 times 30 adds up to 120. So, you know, it's kind of that thing, again, like the food log, is really writing down everything you spend for a month, taking a look at that, and then finding some great ways to save. Number four, which we talk about, don't talk about as much, but comes into play, is increasing your income. Sometimes it might be necessary to take a second part-time job to get your income high at a high enough level to qualify for the home you want. I've seen people where maybe a spouse goes back to work for a couple of years to get the income up to save more for the down payment. Somebody takes a second job, does maybe an extra day's work on the weekend to kind of boost the income to kind of qualify for what you're looking to qualify for as far as getting that mortgage. And then number five is huge, and I know this is a hard one. We see it all of the time in our industry, and that is a lot of times when the buyers have not quite saved enough for a down payment. It's possible to get a mortgage, you know, depending upon your credit scores and what you have. It's possible to get a mortgage with only 5% down, or if it's FHA, maybe 3.5% down, or even less in some cases with some programs, but you're usually going to get a better rate and a lower overall cost if you put more down. I mean, the ideal situation is when people are coming in with not only good credit scores, but 20% down. And that's a chunk. I mean, that's something you really need to plan for a couple of years and take a look at what's in our budget, what can we do to make sure we have saved for a down payment, so that we get that into play, get that in there. Because what invariably happens in a house purchase situation is there's about 20 costs that nobody's thinking of. And so you've got furniture, blinds, yards. I mean, if you think you have enough, you probably need a little bit more. So that's just kind of a rough rule of thumb that really kind of lays out, you know, the first 5 points we have, what to do to get your finances in order so that we can get you over to Mike in the best possible situation to make that process a lot less painful when you get there than having to start over. We are going to talk to Mike exactly about what's going on with lending, what's happening here locally with him and Wells Fargo, and we're going to do that right after we come back from our first break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about ways you can be prepared to speak with your lender. We're going to speak with that lender right now and get kind of an update on what's going on with him and a little bit more about the differences that he has over there at Wells Fargo. So, Mike, what's happening this week?
Oh, geez, lots and lots. Phones ringing. It's good. It's, you know, good problems is what I call it. You know, we got a lot going on in the Tri-Cities, which is great. And, there was some good news that came out this week for the longevity of good mortgage rates, so that's good.
I saw that. There was actually, I believe I'm paraphrasing, but a prediction of, you know, kind of leaving that rate real low through the article I read, even said through 2014 potentially, and you know, so.
Yeah, they can always change their mind.
They can change their mind, but it's looking like.
It's looking good.
Pretty stable, so.
Yeah, so what I want to talk about today is basically, you know, local lending versus out-of-town lending. I'm sure on your end you see a decent amount of out-of-town lender pre-approvals, and I know that can drive you a little crazy just because there isn't that accountability. The thing that I like to people to know who I am, who my team is. If they have any issues, they can come over to our office. You know, it's not on an 800 number where you can't reach somebody. And it's that local touch. Hey, let's sit down. Let's talk about your goals. I want, you know, if you want to buy a house for this amount of money, you know, let's break it all down. And so, you know, a few things about Wells Fargo. First off, the company's been around over 155 years. The name stands for reliability, integrity, and innovation with regard to, you know, financing and assets. So when I was looking to get into this business, you know, why not work with Wells Fargo? They do more than anyone else. They got a great reputation. So that's what I chose to do. We've got, you know, two mortgage offices here in town. We got the bank here in town. So, you know, we do a lot of business over there. We've got a lot of great products. And that's another thing I was going to talk about is just when refinancing, purchasing, new construction. And I'll say especially with new construction, you're looking to build a house. We've got some extended lock programs that are, you know, second to none. Just really separate us from the competitor. And again, local. I'm a big local guy. As you know, grew up in the Tri-Cities and been involved with the Water Follies for a long time, been involved with the Parade of Homes. I love the Tri-Cities. And I want to do everything to keep the business here in the Tri-Cities. So if somebody comes to me and said, hey, yeah, I'm shopping between you and XYZ mortgage company that I found online, an advertisement that said that they've got the best rates. You know, normally when it's too good to be true, it usually is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to explore those things with people and have them feel comfortable dealing with a local company, somebody they can come in and see, following up with people with phone calls and emails, giving them updates throughout the process. As you and I have, I mean, I don't know how many transactions you and I have done together, but you want to keep those clients. I mean, normally it's the biggest transaction they've ever been involved with their entire life. It's a stressful time. Even if things are going well, doesn't mean that people can't be stressing about it. And I like to let people know and say, hey, you know, this is what the latest is going on. This is what's happening. This is the latest on your appraisal. This is the latest on underwriting. And what's great is at the end when I say, hey, you know, we've got final approval. Your documents are going to be going out. And then follow it up again saying, hey, documents are out. You know, you need to schedule your time with the escrow company to get in there and sign, and we'll get this thing all sealed up. And, you know, it's funny when those clients sit down in my office and you're kind of reading them going, wow, this person's going to be a stressor, you know. And
this is probably the biggest point that you've made on the show to date, Mike. I mean, I can't say enough. And it really comes down to the difference. And the difference that you said in the beginning there is the accountability. I mean, almost every time Mike is going to be the same cost or lower of what you might get somewhere else. I mean, without major extenuating circumstances. Plus, you're going to get double the service. And the difference is, really, is the accountability, like you said. Number one, you're going to have to do the radio show with me the next weekend. So, I mean, how bad are you going to screw it up if you have to see me on Saturday morning? and we laugh about that, but that is actually the case. Is Mike and I, you know, are seeing each other, and we're like, how's that going? What's the problem here? How can we solve that, you know? So on top of that accountability is we're going to talk face-to-face, eye-to-eye about, you know, what's going on with the client's transaction and find a way to solve it. A lot of times if you're file number 49 on a desk in Omaha and it's going to snow on Monday here in Tri-Cities, and it would be really great if you hit your closing target of Friday instead of Monday when it snows, Mike's going to know those things, what's going on with the weather, and he's here and local, and he's going to bust his butt to make sure that he gets it into underwriting on time, gets it closed on time, and then gets those folks the keys. That 2 or 3 days difference at the end of closing makes a huge difference because he cares. He's going to see those folks at the grocery store, you know, next week, you know, and it matters that they got what they needed to get when they got it. Somebody, you know, on a desk just managing the paper files by the numbers, they don't know all of those extra things that are going on. And so, I mean, I can't say enough of all the topics you've talked about, you know, and told us about Wells Fargo and stuff. That right there on a more overreaching global scale is absolutely huge.
Well, Wells Fargo preaches customers for life. I've always, in all of my sales endeavors and customer service over the years, if you're going to be a citizen of the Tri-Cities, and this is a small community, it's not 6 degrees of separation. It's one, maybe two. You know, I know somebody that you know.
2 degrees of separation.
Yeah, in the Tri-City. So if your eyes are open and you're out there and you're doing things and in the volunteering that we both do, and even with my assistant, Gretchen Beck, former, you know, marketing manager for Creekstone, you know, she handled a lot of transactions out of the Creekstone area, so she knows a ton of people. She's involved with the Home Builders Association and a lot of other endeavors outside as well. And so when I brought her in, I was like, wow, this is, you know, someone else who does a lot in the community and doesn't want to hide from clients, wants
right.
to engage clients, wants to say, you know what, if you have a question, give me a call, shoot me an email, I'll get back to you, I'll follow up. And you're right, if the, you know, that person in Omaha, oh, you know, well, my son has this, and oh, it, weather wasn't perfect, and so I'm out of here, and you know, you can't reach him on the phone, and you just get frustrated. You know, an in-town lender pre-approval has got to carry a lot more weight with the agents in this town. And I know that that's something that you're big behind. Somebody comes to you and says, oh, I've got XYZ mortgage. And you're like, well, you might want to have an in-town lender. And, you know, mm-hmm. obviously it goes from there. So, you know, along with.
Uh-oh. Hey, we need to get him a cough button.
Along with all of the other strengths of Wells Fargo, the programs, all those different things, we've got the service here locally. You know, and so that's why I'm, you know, preaching today about coming and see us, coming and talking to us, finding out what your goals are so that we can help solve those goals. Not tell you what you're going to do, but give you the resources so you can say, you know what, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, here's your only option, here's several options. It's only options,
right.
Plural, if there's more than one. And a lot of lenders are lazy, and they just want to say, okay, I do a lot of these, and so I'm going to push everybody into that bucket. We're going to explore all of the different ones that seem to make the most sense for people.
That sounds great, Mike. I really appreciate that. You know, it makes a huge difference for us and the business. And one of the things that's interesting is I had, when we finished the show last week, I actually had two calls from other real estate agents, you know, around the market that listen to the show also, and that we do cross transactions with, and are basically, I would consider, like coworkers, you know, work together on transactions. And if those agents are listening, and there's agents out there that are listening, not only from a consumer standpoint, from the majority of our listeners, but from a professional standpoint, if there's an agent that's out there that listens to the show and you're not working with Mike, I would encourage you to give him a call, meet with them, and just figure out how you can get that same type of great service I get from my clients, you can also get for yours. So we appreciate those listeners, and glad to have them listening. And I know Mike could take great care of them.
Hey, thanks, Lance. I really appreciate that endorsement. And lastly, you know, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, again, going back to the products, a lot of people think, you know, conventional FHA, VA. There's just a lot more to it than that. There's
right.
Credit scores. You know, we can go to typically a little bit lower credit score than some other lenders, the new construction stuff. So I'm not going to go on and on. I'll just recommend that people give me a call. It's 736-2621 is my direct line at work, and 531-9507 is my cell number. We are located at 3311 West Clearwater in Kennewick. And Wells Fargo Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., equal housing lender. And thanks for the time, Lance.
You betcha. And I definitely want to get in here before I run out of time. Some great property. I've got a few more points about how to be ready financially. But, you know, from another standpoint, more amazing property around the Tri-Cities that's on the market for sale, brand new to us this week. Number one, 1504 55th Court, and that's in West Richland. That's up there right behind the Yokes and Enterprise Middle School up there. This is just a couple-year-old home, 2,712 square feet, five-bedroom, three-bath, two-story, and they've gone through and upgraded. It had some builder-grade finishes in it, but they've gone through. They've changed out. They've put granite counters in the kitchen. They've put all-new carpet throughout the house. They've redone the doors and trims to solid wood doors. Fabulous, fabulous amenities. It's got a huge lot in the cul-de-sac. It was on the court there, 55th Court. Great formal dining room, oversized den. Really, really nice place. Plus, it has a four-car garage. It's got that third bay tandem bay, so if you have a long boat or a double, triple extended cab truck, it'll fit in with the fourth-car tandem bay garage. Fantastic home. You're going to get all this priced at under $100 a square foot, $265,000. So that is a fabulous, that's a job relocation, and so those folks are ready to sell. So 1504 South 55th Court. Pick number two is another brand new listing we have, 6 North Quincy Street in Kennewick. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler with almost 1,600 square feet. So nice size, right across from the golf course there on Quincy. Tons of updates, new roof, new vinyl siding, great floor plan, fireplace, huge picture window that gives you kind of that great view of the golf course. Master bedroom has access to the backyard. You're going to get all this, plus you're going to be able to have RV parking there, and you're going to have access to a garage in the back. So you don't find a lot of that in this price range, $139.9. And so, I mean, you're just not going to find that in Kennewick for that price.
That's range. A jaw dropper.
A great property. On the upper end of a price range, we've got a beautiful stucco home, 1236 Cameo. This is a stucco Rambler on a large corner lot. Three bedrooms, two and a half baths. Two of those bedrooms are master bedrooms, so they both have attached bathrooms to them. Large kitchen, two pantries. I mean, this place is just finished completely. The finish work in it is amazing. Pristine landscaping, covered back patio. And this home is priced at $380,000, and that's right there in Applewood off of Keene Road out there in Richland. So those are three fabulous properties, all in kind of different price ranges, brand new listings to us, and so really some great, great property that's available out there. We're starting to see some of that. I mean, I know it's last week of January, but some of this is the spring inventory. These are folks that have decided we want to sell in the spring, and so we're starting to see that spring inventory come online. So there's going to be some great new listings last week. In fact, we're processing paperwork now on a couple more, so we're going to have another amazing pick three next week. And thank you for all the people that called in last week on our pick three last week. We had some showings and some calls and inquiries for it. So we appreciate your inquiries, and I'm glad to help out the listeners. So we've got a few more steps here to kind of wrap up, round out what you need to do. The last step five we had talked about was saving for your down payment. I kind of alluded to step number six, and that is creating a house fund. Don't just plan on saving whatever's left after your budget toward a down payment. Decide on a certain amount a month that you want to save and put that away as you pay your monthly bill. So treat that as a bill. Decide what you want your new house payment to be, what you think you're going to qualify for and look for, and then actually pretend you're making that for a couple months. You know, it creates additional savings for you, plus it gets you used to what you're going to experience with your new house payment. Number seven, I mean, I'm sorry that this is on the list, but it has to be. Keep your job. And we have had people quit during the loan process under contract to a house.
Yeah, we've.
And then, you know, they call the day that your loan records. After you've even signed, before they send the money and push the button, they will call the employers and do an employment verification and double check. So it has killed deals in the past. We've seen this happen. So we tell people not only keep your job once you have the house under contract, but also you don't have to be in the same job forever to qualify. Having a job, though, for at least 2 years makes it a lot easier on Mike and what he does on the lending side. So we definitely encourage that. It makes a big difference. And then the thing I'll just wrap up with and finish up here is definitely establishing a good credit history. Do everything you possibly can. Make the payments by the due date. Mm-hmm. Do the same for all your other bills and pay off the entire balance.
And don't go buy a new sports car in the middle of the process.
We don't do new cars. We don't do additional debt during the process. And so we try to warn our listeners so we don't have to worry about that. But those are definitely some great tips to kind of keep your budget going. And really, that's kind of wraps up what I think you should do before you talk to Mike. And Mike, do you tend to agree with that?
I do, and definitely more than you know.
Okay, more than I know. That's what I figured.
To finish it up, let's go to work, Lance. Come on.
I know, and maybe we should do next week. We should try to do a pick six. So let's go to work, get a bunch more listings, help out a bunch more sellers, and we need to get out of here and get back to work, and we will be back next week. I apologize for the other market updates being delayed a week, but some of the agents in the other markets were away at a conference. We will get them on the phones next week and talk about other real estate markets
right here on News Talk 870.